Anthony got arrested in 2008. The charge was a debt charge that he owed money to, and he got sentenced to 2 years in prison in Afghanistan.
But being in debt isn't actually a crime, is it, in Afghanistan?
No, as far as we know, it's not a crime in Afghanistan. And it's also illegal in international law.
He's served his 2 years now. So what happened when he was due to be released last month?
Yeah, there was a court hearing and he was told that he had to continue with his sentence. And that's all we know.
Do you have any contact with Anthony at all?
Via email, now and again. But very rarely, really.
Okay. What was it like? Can you describe how it felt when you actually first got told that he was in prison over there and he was going to have to serve 2 years in a really kind of notorious prison, really?
At first, I think we were in a bit of shock, really. But it was unbelievable, really. It took a while for us to come to terms. And it's still quite hard for all of us, for all the family. That's why we need the support of everybody.
Ray, can I ask you, how did you feel, especially again last month when you were told he was going to have to serve another 2 years because he couldn't pay the money back what he allegedly owes?
Well, it's all very unclear, really. I mean, obviously, when we heard that he had the hearing, what actually happened, Anthony didn't actually have any notice of the hearing. He was woke up on the morning and told that he was due to be in court. His attorney, Kimberly Motley, hadn't even been notified that he was to be in court for the hearing. She managed to have it postponed for 2 days. And basically she wasn't told what the hearing was about. There was literally, like I say, no notice. And then the outcome of the hearing was that he had to continue serving until the debt was repaid. But the amount of the debt wasn't disclosed at all.
And I guess it's a vicious circle, because while you're in prison, you're not going to be able to pay the money back. And
yeah, absolutely. We're no further forward with it. How Anthony's meant to be able to pay the debt while he's in prison, we don't know. It's obvious that he's actually spent nearly 7 months now over his sentence. He should have been released by now. And he's, as far as we're concerned, he's been held illegally.
Have you heard from Anthony and how he's doing, how he's feeling about it all?
I mean, we do. We are able to email letters to him and receive letters, not to Anthony directly, but people who are visiting him for us, sort of taking them in for us. He's holding up really well. He's obviously, it's not a very nice place to be where he is, but he's doing as good as he can be, that can be expected, really.
And you've had some quite high-profile support along the way, haven't you, due to who he met in prison while he was there?
Oh, yeah. He met Bill Shaw. They became quite good friends while he was there. And Anthony helped Bill Shaw quite a lot when he was in there. And as well, Bill Shaw, he's supporting our campaign as well, so we are grateful to Bill Shaw and his family, because they are being very helpful.
apart from Bill's support, I'm sure you must have been trying to get it mentioned by, politicians, Prime Minister, as many people as you can. What's kind of the response been from there?
Well, we've had some very good support. So far, we've had some fantastic support from the public. We have got the full support of our MP, our local MP, Alex Cunningham. And we're just continuing, really, to sort of try and raise the profile of Anthony's campaign to get more people on board and giving us Anthony the support that we need.
It was mentioned in Parliament, I think it was last month, and David Cameron did pledge his support to Anthony's plight. how did that make you feel, and do you feel as though you might be getting any closer, or is it still really unclear for you?
Things are still really unclear. Things move very, very slowly over there, so it's difficult to know if we are any further on because of how slow things move. We are obviously grateful for everybody's support. We are also very grateful of the sort of high-profile support that we've had so far, but we need to keep pushing, and we need more people to help us, really.
Okay, what do you want the public to do now?
Well, there's support in a number of ways. They can write to the local MPs, write to David Cameron, write to William Hague, also join the group on Facebook, Release Anthony Malone, and there's a link on there to the petition, which we intend to deliver to 10 Downing Street as well.
Have you actually, I didn't actually think of William Hague, but obviously he is very close to us and the Foreign Secretary. Have you actually spoke to him about this?
No, not yet.
Okay, is it something you're going to try and pursue?
Yeah. Alex Cunningham, our MP, he has written to William Hague, he is requesting a meeting with the family. Because we feel we need a bit more support from the politicians, and I think William Hague might be a good thing.
Can you see an end to this anytime soon? How do you feel, given that you don't really know why he's in prison and you're not getting the answers?
Right. We can't see an end to it in the short term. Otherwise, he would have been released anyway.
People put no hopes in Kim.
But yeah, we're putting our hopes in the Afghan legal system.
Kimberly.
And Kimberly, his lawyer. That's a witness to say, really.
And just want him home.
And we want him home. And we want him home, yeah.
What would it feel like to have him back?
I don't know. We're not really thinking too far ahead because, like I said at the start of the interview, when we first found out, it was a bit unreal, really. No one really knew what was going on. We certainly didn't know. So we're not thinking too far ahead, but we have to remain focused on the campaign. That's why we need support from the British public and the politicians.
Have you heard how Anthony is being treated over there? And you know, is he being looked after?
He's been treated not too bad. He was being threatened when he first went to prison by the Taliban because they don't like British soldiers, or they don't like American soldiers, they don't like Westerners. So he was threatened quite a bit over there. But we've since found out that those threats have more or less gone away because he's made friends with certain people, and that's all we know, really.
I guess his survival instincts kicked in and he's doing what he can to...
He's doing what he has to do while he's in there. You've got to remember, it's a very dangerous environment over there. They're at war. So if you're in a war zone, you have to conform, especially with Anthony in prison, he has to conform to his surroundings.
Anthony was obviously... ex-paratrooper, and he actually went over there to live and work, didn't he?
That's right, yeah.
Can you just tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, what we know is that he went over there to set up his own security and logistics business, and that's what he was doing at the time of his arrest. Again, you know, we've had very little information because the contact we've got with Anthony is so minimal. That's all we know, really. It was due to his work that he was arrested, but that's pretty much all we know.
What I think, what we do know, the very little we do know, is Anthony got involved in a business deal. And we don't know the ins and outs of it. We don't know why, but the business deal went wrong for some reason. And that's one of the main stumbling blocks in court, because nobody will tell us exactly what happened. Because I don't think even the Afghan authorities even really know.
Okay, what's next now?
What's next is we'll keep going, we'll keep campaigning, we'll do, you know, everything we can. I just want my brother home. I just want, you know, to do everything we can in our power to bring him home and have him safe. So we'll continue what we do, and we'll continue campaigning for people to sign the petition. We'll continue to campaign and plea, really, to the British government to help us as much as they can.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just the campaign continues, and we're trying to appeal to all the senior British politicians, because it seems to us that the only way this is going to be sorted out and to get Anthony home is by senior politicians getting involved. And that means William Hague and quite possibly David Cameron.
Okay. Can I just ask you one last question? Has it sunk in for you that he's still not here, or is it you're so focused on getting him home, you're not thinking about it? How?
I do. I mean, you know, every day brings something new, and every day we just, as a family, we take every day as it comes. It is very difficult, because sometimes I do think, you know, I try not to focus on it too much, but I do think about where he is and what it's like for him in that prison. And I also do dare to think what it might be like the next time, you know, when I see him. I don't mean if, I mean when, because we, you know, we are really determined to have him home.